All right, so as we begin this meditation, just taking a moment to settle into the posture. Actually inhabiting the body, inhabiting the contact of the body on the chair, the floor, the cushion. Actually noticing the sensation of the body touching the floor, the chair. And inviting that verticality of the head and neck. And letting the spine gently follow so there's a elongation. And uprightness. And just scanning the area, the body for any areas of tension, of holding, and inviting some softening, some relaxation to those areas. So beginning with sound, letting your attention center and focus on the experience of hearing sounds within the room, outside your home. With each sound, practicing doing nothing with it other than simply knowing it. Even if it's a pleasant sound and you want more, or unpleasant and you want less of it. Simply noticing the rising and fading of sound. As the mind's distracted, lost in thought, and as soon as you recognize that you're lost in thinking, simply come back to the experience of sound. Letting sound invite you into the present moment, into what's happening right now. Softening resistance to sound, softening reactivity. Even softening the label of what each sound brings to mind. And tonight, we're going to gently and gradually expand the meditation instructions by adding instead of replacing. So continuing to attend to sound, also noticing the experience of breathing. So to observe two things at the same time asks us to relax a little bit more into the stillness of what is meditating, what is observing. At any one moment, the breath or sound might be predominant, but the awareness is receptive to both. This in-breath, and then there's that sound. Now there's the out-breath. Inviting an inner stillness, an inner receptivity. It's able to step back and relax and observe sound and the breath. I'm starting to feel the breath as a whole body experience. And how the wave of movement goes through the belly, the chest, the shoulders. The subtle movement of the spine and the limbs with each inhale and exhale. Breath and sound. And the body has this rhythmic movement of the breath. It also has these other sensations which just suddenly arise. Come into the center of your attention. Perhaps an itch, an ache, a warmth, a tingle, a pressure. Perhaps the contact of your arm against your chair or your lap. The contact of your foot against the ground, against the cushion. So now opening the field of awareness even a little wider, allowing that inner stillness to come forth a little bit more. So observing sound, breath, and body sensation. Not in a scattered way, not in a frantic way, just simply sitting back as if you were sitting at the corner of a street watching cars and people walk by, bicycles and buses. Just whatever comes into your view. Seeing, noticing, sensing. And then as it fades, noticing what comes next. And at this point, as thoughts arise, simply notice them and gently release, coming back into body, breath, and sound. In this style meditation called choiceless awareness, we're less choosing where to rest our attention and more meeting whatever is arising, whatever becomes the most predominant in any given moment. And now opening the field of awareness even further to include emotions as body sensation. It can be almost like opening up a filter so that you notice how there is that subtle quality of emotionality. That's perhaps not even named. As if the heart is having its own sensations. The subtle movement of the heart. Sometimes opening, sometimes contracting. Sometimes uneasy, sometimes calm, another experience of the body arising, lasting, and then fading. So stepping back even further, relaxing even more into the place of observation, of knowing. Letting that knowing, the aspect of you that's knowing, that's observing, become more expansive. Big enough to hold all these changing experiences of sound, breath, body, and emotion as body. Seeing if that quality of knowing has a very allowing, accepting nature to it. So it meets each experience with a quality of balance, a quality of equality, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, all felt and noticed equally. How a sound is noticed in the same way as a breath, a body sensation in the same way as a sound. Now stepping back even further, stepping back so there's a broader perspective, a broader field of view to include thought, the rising of a singular thought, a single thought, an idea, and thinking, the process of thinking. So they're held just like a breath, just like a sound, simply resting in the observation of them, not the participation or engrossment. Inviting a deeper inner stillness to arise. So sound, breath, sensation, emotion is sensation, and thoughts are simply what's coming and going in this still, quiet place of observation. Relaxing the impulse to move into thought, into reaction with any of them. letting them arise and go, come and go at their own pace. And stepping back even further. It's almost like the air within your room, within your home. It's the physical space that you're sitting within of that room size. That is what's observing. That is what's sensing. So this experience arises. It's held in this much bigger field than the narrowness of your mind. Softening even the idea of your body for the time being. So the space is what's holding the experience. Space is what's observing. Even relaxing the idea of you who is meditating. See if that can be just dropped to the background for a little bit of time. So the awareness itself comes into the foreground. That is what's observing, what's knowing. Sound, breath, body, emotion, thought, even the sense of you as a meditator. All easily being known. So it arises in this emptiness of the space, fades back in effortlessly. In the last few minutes of this session, letting your awareness come back into this breath and this body, just very simply. And yet somehow that awareness still carries this spacious, expansive quality. This choiceless quality as the breath comes and goes.